here's a story from The World.
Record-breaking temperatures continue across the U.S. Pacific Northwest and along Canada's west coast. In Vancouver, British Columbia, emergency room visits have spiked. Dr. Daniel Kala told the CBC today that patients are unable to cope with the heat, and not just outdoors.
Some people outside, but I'd say more people were stuck indoors in their condos that weren't air-conditioned, and despite doing all the right things with ventilation and fans and cold showers, they just couldn't control their body temperature and they were still getting sick.
Heat is blamed for the deaths of more than 60 people in Vancouver since Friday. After breaking the 100-degree mark on Monday, temperatures are moderating, but it is still very hot as Canada looks to its national holiday tomorrow. Canada Day marks the day Canada became a country. Typically, it's celebrated like we do July 4th, with bands, fireworks, and kids singing the national anthem. But this year, dozens of communities have postponed or outright canceled Canada Day celebrations. This after hundreds of unmarked graves were discovered at former residential schools in Western Canada for Indigenous children, including another mass grave announced today that holds 182 human remains. Reporter Anita Elash has our story of how Canadians are dealing with their national holiday.
In the small town of Kispamsis, New Brunswick, on Canada's east coast, Canada Day is a big deal. Mayor Libby O'Hara says it's always been one of the highlights of the summer.
There would be bouncy castles, there would be bands playing, there would be cupcakes, there would be fire trucks spraying water, there'd be games set up for kids to win prizes.
This year, the town was planning a smaller party so people could still social distance. But that all changed last week after the second discovery in a month of unmarked graves at a former residential school. The party was cancelled.
As a parent and a former educator, I couldn't imagine children being torn out of the arms of their parents, never to return. And that hit a chord with me that it broke my heart.
In Melville, Saskatchewan, the town council voted to postpone this year's socially distanced parade and fireworks. The largest burial site discovered this month at the Cowessess First Nation is just a short drive away. Walter Strelaski is Melville's mayor.
This is our neighbor. And, we take the attitude that neighbors are very of great value to us. They hurt. We were hurting, too.
There have been calls to cancel Canada Day before. Critics say it celebrates the formation of a country built by taking land from Indigenous people. But this is the first year those calls have been explicitly tied to the legacy of residential schools for Indigenous children.
I think this Canada Day is a reckoning.
Nagusset, who goes by just one name, is executive director of the Native Women's Shelter in Montreal. She's leading a march through the city tomorrow to honour Indigenous children.
I think this Canada Day, you need to understand what Canada, that you sit, sort of on the backs of Indigenous people and broken sort of treaties and, a lot of trauma and oppression.
She says Canadians should stay home on Canada Day and read the report from Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, published 6 years ago. Only a handful of the commission's 94 recommendations have been implemented.
You have to do some work and you have to make some kind of change to acknowledge that we have so many obstacles.
The National Canada Day celebration is going ahead, so are many local ones. Alice Ross argues cancelling Canada Day is a missed opportunity.
Canada is just really starting to wake up to its dark history. But you know what? Every country has a dark history. Every single country.
Ross is a former chief counselor of the Haisla Nation and a member of the Legislative Assembly in British Columbia. His parents were both sent to residential schools. He says they would want all Canadians to know about the hardships at the schools, but also what they learned there and how they succeeded afterward. He says that instead of canceling Canada Day celebrations, they should adapt to include stories like those.
For the first time in my lifetime, non-Aboriginals want to be with Aboriginals and mourn with them, and they want to learn more. And what better way to symbolize this in a nationwide gathering or a province-wide gathering?
In places like Melville and Kispamsis, non-Indigenous community leaders are just beginning to grapple with how they can reconcile Canada's colonial legacy with their own experience of the country. Melville's mayor, Walter Strelaski, says he'll take Canada Day to reflect.
I'm a Canadian. I love my country. We have a lot of freedoms. There were mistakes made, but we have great and wonderful things in this country, and that's how I'm going to celebrate my Canada Day.
The town council has asked residents to honor their Indigenous neighbors today by lighting candles and displaying the color orange, a symbol of residential school survivors. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.